Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Animal rights is not the same thing as animal welfare. In fact, it's the opposite. I received this message just last night on Facebook from a listener. We'll just call him Jim. He says, Beth Ann, I've listened to your program from the time of Dairy. He has to be proud of you. You bring up issues that are important to the people on the land, issues that no one else, to my knowledge, talks about. Those of us with a cow or two and mud and other stuff on our boots, just trying to make an honest living in today's world. Thank you for your efforts to bring some common sense into the situation. May God bless you. It's humbling to read such a statement as that, but in truth, I feel I fall short of truly covering rural America as I should. My late mentor had a knack and much experience on the farm and the ranch in rural America, and his expertise was in the markets, the stock markets, the stockyards. He was so distraught and disappointed at what was happening and all that was coming down to destroy rural America. I have the passion and I have the love for rural America. And I know that it is the absolute foundation of all America. Only those who hate this nation could possibly plot such plans as to destroy and take away our very way of life. Farmers, ranchers, landowners, animal industry, domestic livestock, exotic animals, animal enterprise, from our land to our water, from our air to our fodder, rural America is under attack. Jim was right. There are no other nationally syndicated talk shows covering these issues, covering and advocating for rural America. We are being infringed upon. What happens to rural America will affect all Americans. Rural America is the breadbasket of this nation and the world. So why destroy it? Nearly daily, the very men and women we elect to represent us reject us and literally sell us out. Because I'm personally am not able to keep up with everything in depth, I asked Mindy Patterson a few months ago to please join me at least once a month. There is none better than she at connecting the dots and seeing the dark side of legislation. She is fighting. She spends so much time reading and studying and advocating, and I'm not sure how she does it, but I am so thankful that she does. Mindy, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. Are you there, Mindy?
Can you hear me?
We lost Mindy. Mindy,
uh-oh.
Are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Well,
can you hear me?
There you are. I'm sorry. Did you hear my intro?
Can you hear me okay? Can you
I can hear,
me hear
you fine. I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Good.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's probably on my side. But I wasn't sure if you got to hear my intro or not, but it...
I did. It was amazing. And
well,
what really is so heartfelt is the fact that you nailed it when you said that these people hate America. Why else would they be attacking rural Americans and those who grow and raise our food? It makes no sense other than
there,
what you've just stated.
No sense. You know, even even though this, they want to talk about climate change, when you study the Green New Deal and see all that it is, all of it is attacking, and as you like to put it, private property. It's all about private property rights, and they want to take it all away from you, all away from everybody. And the reason they attack rural America is because we own the land.
That's right.
And we feed the world. I don't. Some people are just ignorant, but other people, they actually have an agenda. There are those that are on board that are just completely ignorant. And I thought of you the other night, and it was on Tucker Carlson, but it wasn't Tucker Carlson. It was Mark Stein was interviewing a lady from PETA.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You know, I wish that Tucker would stop inviting her on. She's, you know, too many people out there, unfortunately, are thinking, oh, well, if she's on Fox News and, you know, he's giving her airtime, then she must be legit. It concerns me. You know, she's an attractive lady. She's crazy, honestly, representing the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. But there are too many people that don't understand the deception behind their message, unfortunately.
Well, with every other thing that he covers, he has the alternate person on, and he never does with that one. And so we just need to suggest that to him. We suggest
that
you have Mindy Patterson on. let Mindy go toe-to-toe with this
right
gal.
I'd give my right arm for that opportunity. I really would.
Well, let's see if we can't make that happen.
Well, I believe that most Americans are, you know, clear thinkers and can make their way through the muck. And I truly believe that to be true because that's why Donald Trump is president today, because we've been tired of being lied to. We're tired of the deception. We're tired of the liberal media that is spoon-feeding Americans a bunch of baloney. And that's really how I feel about farmers and ranchers and those who raise, breed, and work with animals. The general public is being spoon-fed a bunch of malarkey. And, you know, people who are related to animal enterprise and work daily with animals are literally in the fight for their very existence today because of this deception through the media, who are willing accomplices to this false facade that they want to put out there, that people who raise our food, people who grow and raise our food, raise animals for the pet industry, are terrible people, and nothing could be further from the truth. This is a PR battle that we're in. It's a culture war, really. You know, we're just constantly being bombarded by deceptive everything. It's awful. But, you know, that's your bailiwick. I mean, you've been so strong in pulling back the veil, Beth Ann, with your messaging and getting us back to the roots of our founding principles. And that's why you're such a jewel, because we need more of that today.
But all I do is try to convey things that people like you have shown me that's going on. I can't be in D.C. and see what's happening. You are boots on the ground. Bill Bullard is boots on the ground. And many of these others that I have on, Daniel Turner, fighting for rural America. Everybody is fighting. When are the people going to figure this out, that we're under attack by these legislators, the very people that we elect?
Yes.
And it's... you know, we've got to put a stop to it, and what we're going to do today, I noticed in your what you sent me, and I think it's your newsletter that you put out to your members,
mm-hmm.
You're calling people to action, and that's what we have got to do. And I have one gentleman that calls from South Carolina, and he says, do something. He goes out and holds up a sign when he has free time. He carries them with him, and he holds up signs on the highway.
I love it.
You know,
yes.
You know, people have got, you know, we may think, oh, come on, that's just craziness. No. How else are people going to know? If President Donald Trump, and I don't always like all his tweets, but if he didn't tweet certain things, we wouldn't even know that it was happening. Not a bit. We're headed into a break. I'm not going to take phone calls right now. Mindy and I have several things she needs to talk about in legislation that has taken place, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can join them. You can go there and visit. Read her, the information that she has there, her newsletters and all that. Go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. You're also doing a podcast now, which we're pretty excited about. And that will definitely help educate people because, you know, we're kind of lazy. We'd rather somebody tell us something than us read it.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. And we're so busy, it's difficult to always put articles out there, too. That's time-consuming. So you're right. It's easier to just talk about some of these things. And the things that keep coming up are like rapid fire. Every single day there's a new ordinance or a new piece of legislation. It's hard to keep up, so we're grateful for technology.
Before we get into each one of these, I want to say this. When you told me that a couple of days ago, that there's so much going on that people need to know, that D.C. has just been way busy behind the scenes here, you know, while we're talking about Epstein and we're talking about, I'm trying to think what the last crisis was, the border and all this that's going on, they're up to no good in D.C.
Yep.
And we don't know about that unless we pay attention. And they know we're not paying attention because they've got the ooh shiny over here distracting us.
Oh, yeah.
But when you told me this, you know, I posted something on Facebook that had to do with the show. And somebody automatically threw up there, and I think I've already put it on another pile, legislation coming out of St. Louis called the Peace Act, telling police officers that before they shoot someone, when they're in an altercation, that they have to tell this person, don't shoot me.
Oh, please.
Yes, and that was from Lacey Clay, or is it Clay Lacey? Anyway.
Lacey Clay.
Lacey Clay.
William Lacey Clay.
In St. Louis. What's that going to do for our police officers? So that's just one example on a local level, in the state level, of stupidity that's being perpetrated. He's got other things that he wants to do, too. You know, if you don't pay for your things you own, you can't be foreclosed on. Foreclosure will be against the law. I don't know what they're thinking. But that, and then you sent me, with all the other things you sent me this morning, what Oregon is doing. Mm-hmm. And it is just unreal. I don't know how you keep up. It is just unreal what these elected officials that are supposed to be representing we the people are doing against the people. Not for the people, but against the people.
It's
so I don't know where you want to start, but let's get started here.
Well, first thing, to address what you just said, I think it's really important for your listeners to remember that it states in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution that federal and state legislators are bound by an oath or affirmation of office to support the Constitution. And in that oath, you know, they are basically sworn to protect their citizens, their constituents, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And these, anyone that is trying to rob us of our God-given rights that are protected by the Constitution, it's up to these lawmakers to deflect, vote against, do what they can within their power to protect our rights to private property and to operate legal businesses. And they're doing anything but. They keep passing these laws that are banning things and making things illegal that are protected under the U.S. Constitution. And that's where I hope Americans are waking up to the fact this is not a Democrat Republican thing. This is a, you know, America would not be America without the Constitution. And we are not bound by party, at least not anymore. And the Republicans have really dropped the ball.
Oh, and they do it all the time. And to me, at least the Democrats are out in the open. They're showing their stupidity and their socialist communist ways.
Yep.
But the Republicans put their nice little suits on and act like nothing's happening.
Exactly.
They're globalists, no different than the others. And I just wrote down, they, meaning these elected officials that are legislating against the people, they have become domestic enemies of the people.
They have.
But we have to recognize that, and we don't. You know, one of the first things in one of your articles here, the very first thing that it said was HSUS wrote this bill.
Mm-hmm.
HSUS lobbies there in D.C. against animal welfare. They lobby against it. They claim they're for animal rights, but they're truly against animal welfare.
Yes.
And they legislate against us, and so I'm going to let you pick up with whichever legislation you want to start with first that
Great.
You're calling people to action for.
I appreciate that. You know, and again, you know, what I sent you is strictly for the federal level, but this is happening at the local, state, and federal levels, all of this kind of deceptive legislation. But just to get started, you know, to sort of provide an overlay of their goal, it's important to remember that animal rights ideology is a cult-like grouping of organizations that make up a political agenda that chip away incrementally by altering Americans' views about animal ownership and animal use through media, through our schools, through legislation, and even through litigation. And so these people are working, you know, feverishly through those avenues to eliminate animal use at all costs, and that includes everything from the pet on your lap to the steak on your plate. And people had better wake up, because this is very serious. And so just to tackle the federal level, there are several bills that the Humane Society of the United States and other animal rights groups have had a hand in writing that they're pushing at the federal level that impact the pet industry, the horse industry, animal agriculture. What's most alarming that is taken place this year that is in that action alert that I gave you is the fact that since we lost the House, and you and I talk about this all the time, that elections have consequences.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, we are reaping the sad fact that we lost the House in 2018. And so now Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker, has implemented a new rule that came about this year called the consensus calendar. And what this rule does, it means that any bill or piece of legislation that has 290 co-sponsors for a cumulative total of 25 legislative days can be placed on the consensus calendar and go directly to the House floor for a vote, bypassing any committee hearing. So bypassing any opportunity for both sides to be heard, for our side to basically present the facts and the science in opposition or in favor to a piece of legislation, just flew out the window. And this is, in my opinion, has been something that is a really dangerous thing because several of these bills are gaining co-sponsors at rapid pace that are being pushed by the Humane Society of the United States. Case in point, there is a bill that amends the Horse Protection Act that is a very deceptive piece of legislation, so deceptive that half of the horse industry thinks that they need to support it, when in fact it is a very dangerous gateway to banning other training devices down the road. It is called the Prevent All Soaring Tactics Act, also known as the PAST Act. The bill number is H.R. 693, and the Senate bill is 1007. But basically, this is directly impacting the entire horse industry, which people don't realize that, but it's crafted specifically under the guise of eliminating what they call action devices to train the gated horses in the Tennessee walking horse performance industry, which unfortunately has a history of cruelty. And that's the reason the Horse Protection Act actually exists and was written in the early 70s to provide a framework of rules to follow at USDA-inspected horse shows. We already have the Horse Protection Act, and it's working because these horse shows are in 98.4% compliance with the Horse Protection Act that oversees the walking horse industry. So this is this PAST Act is a whole
okay.
new
Hang on.
Facade.
Hang on, because we're heading into a break. I apologize.
Sure, no problem.
Caught up with us. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all...
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Boots on the ground, fighting for rural America, fighting in particularly for all those who are involved with animal enterprise in any way, shape, size, or form, whether it's livestock, domestic, or exotic. She's covering it all. She's trying. I tell you what, I don't know how you do it, Mindy. But let's get back on topic where you were when we went to the break. Regarding this legislation?
Sure. Well, thank you. I won't get into the weeds of some of these bills, and the PAST Act especially is, you know, has a lot of details. But the bottom line is that, and you and I have talked about this many times before, this applies to all of these animal rights-driven bills. I want people to understand that more laws are not going to stop those who are already in violation of the law, of existing laws that applies to, you know, gun control. It applies to some of these bills that are always being pushed in our theater of war, if you will, against the animal rights movement. They always capture the emotion of people to say, oh, we have this huge crisis in animal welfare to solve. There's so much animal cruelty going on. We do not have an animal cruelty crisis in the United States. Are there people out there who are breaking the law in exist that already exists to, you know, combat cruelty to animals? None of us condone that. None of us. That's why we already have laws on the books to to address cruelty and abuse of animals. Let's just enforce the laws that we have. We don't need more. But these animal rights groups do two things. They use the emotion to push their agenda and to raise money. And that's really what their whole mission is all about. And, you know, the bill that I was describing earlier is going to literally bring the horse industry to its knees. It's already, the horse industry nationwide has already been severely damaged by a lot of the previous bills and things that have happened, that the Humane Society of the United States and other actions by animal rights groups. But this bill amends the Horse Protection Act, which is a federal law already in existence, and it will come for more. Today it's the walking horse industry. Tomorrow it will be rodeo. Tomorrow it will be the racehorse industry. Down the road it will be polo matches. I mean, it is inevitable, and people don't understand that HSUS doesn't do anything without setting a precedent to come for more.
You know, no, they don't. And ASPCA and PETA, they're all in this together. Mm-hmm. Basically, if they watched last night, or I don't remember if it was last night or the night before, when Mark Stein interviewed this HSU or this PETA gal, she came right out and said, "We need to save the climate. No one should be eating meat, and cows are destroying the earth." I mean, this stuff is ludicrous. But that's what they're doing when they go to D.C. They're not trying to protect animals. They're trying to take them away from you.
They don't
want you to have an animal in any way, shape, size, or form. They don't even want you to have a little kitty cat or a puppy dog.
Well, a perfect example of how the animal rights industries are setting a precedent legislatively. For example, they're passing what I call limit laws at the local and state level. In other words, they're trying to limit the number of animals you can own and breed. It's happening all across the country. There are jurisdictions that you are limited to owning a certain number of dogs, for example, unless you have a kennel license, which opens up your home to inspection and scrutiny and the potential of animal control coming in onto your property. And many people are willing to bear that risk to breed animals. But these limit laws do much more than that. They set a precedent, and what's happening is it's gone from pets to livestock. In the state of Michigan, for example, there are certain counties where you can only have one horse per 5 acres. So today it's horses. Tomorrow it could be cattle. And I'm very concerned that under this Green New Deal and this kind of thinking under that horrible premise that, as you said, it has nothing to do with the environment, it has nothing to do with saving anything except taking away our private property and destroying animal agriculture, they could easily do an overlay like that in any state or local ordinance to say, you know, you can only have a certain number of cattle per acre or per 5 acres, and then they will achieve their goal that way. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we've tried to go on offense at the Cavalry Group and write our own bills to protect animal-related businesses and working animals that should already be covered by the Constitution. But we're having to pass these laws to reinforce these things. But this is what's happening. I want your listeners to understand that they need to pay attention to what's going on in their own backyard, because these ordinances are happening at breakneck speed to limit the number of animals you can own. And it could happen in a city council meeting that no one is attending, a county council meeting. These commissioners have been bought and paid for by the animal rights groups, or they're just not paying attention, or they fall for the emotional propaganda and they think, oh, we really need to pass this ordinance to stop this level of abuse that we're being told by the animal rights groups is happening. But there's no facts or science behind any of it, and these lawmakers don't do their due diligence and they just simply fall for the lie. It's terrible.
You know, they fall for the lie, or do they get wealthy with the lie. You know, that's I guess that's an unfair statement since I don't have proof. But we know that these people get, they get promises, if nothing else, for this or for that, when these lobbyists come in and say, let's do this. And the fact that someone else, that infuriates me even more than anything, someone else is writing these laws, not our legislators.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Well, that's, you know, what you said earlier, that's the million-dollar question. We all know that they're taking money. You know, it takes a lot of time to go through the ethics reports and connect dots in that venue. It, and sometimes it's difficult to spot. You know, you'll see in a lawmaker's ethics filing, you'll say, wow, they took an awfully big donation from a certain individual in their county.
Yeah.
But the animal rights groups are smart that way. They'll find a person to give the donation. They'll give them the money to give to the lawmaker. That's how, isn't that money laundering? I don't know.
It is money laundering. And, you know, that's one thing, and this is maybe a tad off the topic, but this is one thing that actually gets to me, that they're demanding the president, which we all know he's a billionaire, they want his tax returns. Well, our senators and representatives have grown so wealthy in their jobs that I want to see their tax returns every year. I want them to make them public every year. I want to know where their wealth is coming from. We know what they're making on their hire, what their salary is. I want to know how they're getting wealthy. I want to know how they're becoming millionaires as they're representing we the people.
That would be a game changer. I would love to see that happen. You know, maybe we should, write a piece of legislation that makes that happen. You know, this is the thing. We have to go on offense in this kind of manner. And maybe you and I should approach some lawmakers to put forth some kind of legislation to hold these people accountable. I think that's a great idea.
Well, let's do it, Mindy.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. By golly, I'm just tired of this, you know, and they're trying to keep the president off of the ballot in California by demanding you turn and you give your tax returns over. That is baloney. It is not even in the Constitution. And if they're going to demand it of every president, then every single representative and senator needs to turn it over. But since they don't have a limit, I think they should turn them over every single year. Yes. We're heading into a break. Mindy, this has been great. We've accomplished one thing. We're going to write some legislation together.
Amen.
But mainly, we want to call people to action, and I want to get that done here in our final segment. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code Bethann.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I really encourage all of you who are listening to go to thecavalrygroup.com. thecavalrygroup.com. If that's too much to type out, go to csctalkradio.com, which is even longer, and click on the icon for the Cavalry Group. You've been calling people to action, and I wrote down the DC switchboard, but right now they're all home. So, the DC switchboard is 202-224-3121, but we're calling you to action, and the hour is just not long enough. We weren't able to even get through half of what she has on this list that's going on. You really, really need to sign up for their, join the Cavalry Group, I should say, first, and you need to sign up for this newsletter. You need to be involved. You need to know what's going on. You're not going to hear it on Sean Hannity. You're not going to hear it on Tucker Carlson. You're not going to hear it on Lou Dobbs. You're not going to hear it on Rush Limbaugh. I love them all, but you're not going to hear it. And so you need to pay attention to what's going on in rural America.
Beth Ann, you're in the trenches, and I'm so grateful for your show and all that you do, because you're right. You're not going to hear about any of this and most of what you talk about on a daily basis on any of these other shows, because you are in tune with the people who are boots on the ground and people who are actually on the front line on the battlefield. We are, just so your listeners know, we're a member-based company, so we can't do what we do or fight back without members. So that's we encourage people to join, and we have memberships that fit every need. So we provide, part of membership is providing immediate access to legal help. We fight legislatively and on the PR level. But if somebody wants to just contribute to the cause, we have an associate membership, annual membership, that is affordable for anybody to contribute, and it puts you on our mailing list, and you can basically be in tune with what we're doing on a daily basis. But this action, call to action that you were talking about is really important. And I want your listeners to remember that in the month of August, Congress goes home. And it's actually a law. By tradition and by law, Congress has an August recess, which was developed as a chance for U.S. representatives and senators to not only spend time with their family, but meet with their constituents in their home states. And as a constituent, it's an opportunity for you, the listener, to inform, educate, and champion your congressional representative and senators about issues that are important to you, to make sure that your interests are being represented in Washington, D.C. It's really important. And a lot of these congressional members are having what they call town hall meetings. You can go to their website and or you can even call their office locally. We don't have to fly to D.C. to meet with our representatives. Okay, we can go to their local offices and make an appointment, and that's what this August recess is so terrific. It's an opportunity for us to meet face-to-face with these people, and so you can call their office and find out if they're having a town hall meeting that you can attend or make an appointment to go meet with them in their office. But if you own an animal enterprise, if you're a cattle rancher, if you're a dog breeder, if you own exotic animals, if you're a deer farmer, if you operate a petting zoo, if you raise, you know, animals for the pet industry, make an appointment with your local congressional representative and U.S. senators in the month of August, what's left of this month, and go in and talk to them about just simply the difference between animal rights and animal welfare. Talk to them about your animal-related businesses that's in their district, how you make your living with animals, the importance of defeating HSUS-driven legislation. Inform them about the animal rights ideology and the organizations that make up the $500 billion industry globally in the animal rights movement. These people are out to destroy your way of life and our American heritage by passing this legislation, and these people who represent you need to understand what it's about, because they're not going to hear it from their staff. You know, the staff that works in Washington, D.C. for all these elected representatives and senators are always changing. Every few months, every 18 months is about the average life of a staffer on Capitol Hill. And they're young. They're newly indoctrinated right out of colleges and universities, and they're not necessarily on our side. So it's important that they hear the truth from the people who are actually making their living raising, breeding, and working with animals. So be sure to seize this opportunity, because it's your opportunity to inform your lawmakers at the federal level directly. It's really key. The final thing that I will say is that if you want to take action also by going to our website, you can go to the tab Take Action and scroll down to Federal and State Legislation Letter Campaigns. If you click on that, it opens up all the bills that we're battling at the state and federal level. And we also battle local ordinances as well, but this particular tab will give you information about every bill. It will allow you an opportunity to easily click a button and send letters to lawmakers at the state and federal level. So, you know, just stay informed, go to our website, and we try to make it easy for people because we know that everybody's busy. So we do all the groundwork for everybody and the research behind each piece of legislation so that people understand what everything is really all about.
Mindy does all this, and then she goes to D.C. and she tries to battle when they're there. HSUS literally has no dog in this race. So when they're legislating against you, it's not hurting them at all. Not at all. And same way with the PETA and the ASPCA. They have an agenda. This will not hurt their well-being or their livelihood one little bit, but it will hurt yours.
Mm-hmm.
At the very beginning of this year, I challenged my listeners to be the storm, and I haven't said it for a while. This is your opportunity right now. Mindy has brought much of this before you, and if you haven't got this information in front of you, you need to get it. And if you can't get it, I'll try to get it for you and get it to you. But you've got to try and do something. If you do not, we're condemning the future generations of this nation to socialism and slavery. They will not own anything. They will be subjects to King DC, which is exactly what those people think they are. That's why they are above the law. They keep pointing at the president, you're not above the law, but yet they seem to be. They stand up there on a platform, Mindy, and they're telling us how they're going to do something for our health care. Why don't they give us the plan they've got?
Yep, because it's not good.
And it's that, because we can't afford it, that's why.
Right.
Well, anyway, Mindy, thank you so much. I appreciate
you.
Real quick, and it has to be real quick, give a plug for your podcast.
It will be available on iTunes and Podomatic, but it will be at least a weekly podcast, Life, Liberty, and Animals. It'll be the Cavalry Group podcast.
And we will bring America home. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.